Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a pretty significant strategic shift from Xiaomi.
Yeah, big stuff. We're looking at their new X-Ring CPU and also the upcoming HyperOS 3.
Right. And the goal here for you listening is to really get how this dual development hardware and software is aiming for, well, more independence for Xiaomi.
And tighter integration, definitely. Plus, hopefully, a better overall experience within their whole ecosystem.
Exactly. It's not just new gadgets. It feels like a fundamental change in how they operate. We've got reports on the strategy, the chip specs, HyperOS features, market impact. Quite a bit to unpack.
So the big picture first.
Yeah, let's start there. What's driving this ambition?
Well, it really seems like Xiaomi wants to know beyond being just a fast follower. They're aiming to control the core technologies themselves.
For long-term differentiation, makes sense.
Exactly. And resilience too. They've set up this dedicated X-Ring division, apparently around 1,000 people.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah.
And led by a former Qualcomm exec.
Tin Wuyun, yeah. That signals serious intent. And strategically, having this division somewhat separate might help navigate potential geopolitical issues, maybe learning from what happened with Huawei.
Interesting angle. And they're putting serious money behind it, right? The R&D figures are huge.
Oh, yeah. We're talking like 30 billion RMB targeted for 2025, part of a much larger plan. It's clear they want control over their tech roadmap.
And making their products stand out, securing supply chains, it feels multifaceted.
Definitely. Geopolitics is probably a factor too.
Yeah.
So let's dive into the chip itself, the X-Ring.
Okay. What are we looking at technically?
It's an octa-core design based on the latest ARMv9 architecture. You've got one really powerful Cortex X925 core running fast.
For the heavy lifting.
Right. Then three performance A725 cores and four efficiency A520 cores for lighter tasks. Pretty standard high-end setup, you know.
And the manufacturing process. There were rumors about 3 nanometer, but it's 4 nanometer.
Yeah, TSMC's 4mm and 4P process. It seems like a strategic choice. Maybe a better balance of performance, cost, and actually being able to produce it reliably right now.
Sensible. And the graphics. The GPU sounds quite ambitious.
It does. It's an imagination GPU, the DXT722304. The claim is it could potentially match or even beat the Adreno 740.
Which would be a big deal for gaming and visuals.
Absolutely. But they're also being pragmatic. We expect they'll have their own custom image signal processor, the ISP, for the camera.
Ah, linking to better photos, maybe tying into HyperOS features.
Very likely. But for things like the 5G modem, they'll probably stick with proven solutions, maybe from MediaTek. It's a mix and match approach where it makes sense.
Okay, so where would we likely see this X-Ring chip first? High-end flagships.
Probably not the very top tier initially. More likely the upper mid-range or those flagship killer type devices, maybe a future Xiaomi 15S series.
Got it. A strategic entry point. But building your own chip, I mean, that's got to be tough. What are the hurdles?
Oh, huge challenges. Manufacturing scale, the sheer pace of competition, finding and keeping talent, managing heat. It's a massive undertaking.
Right. Definitely long game. Okay, let's switch gears to the software side, HyperOS 3.
Yeah, the evolution from MIUI. The goal here is that unified human X car X home ecosystem.
Connecting everything. But it still follows MIUI's internal numbering, right? HyperOS 3 is basically MIUI 17.
Seems that way internally, yeah. The core philosophy is about being lighter, faster, more efficient. They talk about comprehensive refactoring.
Sounds like a deep cleanup.
Pretty much. Plus, better cross-device connectivity, they call it. HyperConnect. More proactive AI smarts and end-to-end security.
Let's talk AI. What's new there?
Quite a bit, actually. Integration with things like Google's Gemini, tools for writing assistance, this HyperMind feature that learns your habits.
How can we anticipate what you need?
Exactly. And using large AI models within system apps like the Assistant, Photo Search, things like that, making the OS genuinely smarter.
And you mentioned something that ties directly back to the X-Ring chip, a dashboard.
Yes, the chip performance dashboard. This sounds really interesting. It apparently gives you granular control over the CPU and GPU.
Like overclocking potential for users.
Maybe, but with guardrails. They mentioned safety limits, stability checks. It shows that tight hardware-software integration. They can offer this because they control the chip.
That's a clear synergy example. What else is coming in HyperOS 3?
UI tweaks.
Yeah, expect the usual refinements in UI, multimedia, overall performance, connectivity. They're also planning releases based on both Android 15 and 16, hitting a lot of Xiaomi, Redmi, and POCO devices.
Wide rollout then. And this idea of a Google free version, is that a real possibility?
It seems like a strategic contingency, maybe primarily for the Chinese market, or if geopolitical tensions rise, it would be based on AOSP. But making that work globally without Google services is, well, really challenging.
Huge challenge, yeah. So bringing it together, X Ring and HyperOS 3, what's the big win for the user? Optimization, plain and simple. When you design the chip and the OS together, you can fine-tune everything. Performance, how the camera ISP works with the software, how AI tasks use the MPU, power management.
Leading to that smoother, faster, smarter experience they're promising.
Exactly. It all feeds into that bigger human X car X home vision, with HyperOS as the glue, and X Ring potentially powering more than just phones down the line.
Okay, final thoughts. How does this stack up competition-wise?
Well, X Ring looks positioned against chips like the Snapdragon 7 plus Gen 3 or Dimensity 8300. That potential GPU advantage could be its key differentiator in that tier.
And HyperOS 3.
Globally, it's up against Samsung's One UI, Google's Pixel Experience, etc. In China, it's a direct competitor to Huawei's Harmony OS. That dual GMS, non-GMS strategy adds complexity.
But it's clear Xiaomi sees this as a long-term investment, part of their core strategy.
Absolutely. That huge R&D budget underlines it. This is a major push to control their own stack.
So the key takeaway: Xiaomi's making a serious resource-intensive play for technological independence with X Ring and HyperOS 3, aiming for deep integration and a unique ecosystem.
Precisely. And it leaves you thinking, right, what happens when more companies gain this level of control over both the silicon and the software? Is this the future? And what does that mean for you, the consumer? Good or bad? It's definitely a space to watch.